Actually, the transmitter's working fine. The receiver's got wonky issues. I don't know whether it's a bad channel element or we've got an IF issue, but it's got receiver problems that I'm just not going to try to repair anymore. It's had some weird receiver issues for a while, and it's just not worth repairing. I did think about putting in just using a MaxTrack as a receiver up there, but you know, there's some other junk that comes through. I had a desk track in place there for quite some time as a temporary repeater. The original controller that was in the MiCore failed. I wound up pulling the controller out. It had no, your courtesy tones and beeps were fine, but there was no receive audio. Put it on the bench, and it works fine on the bench. It's like, and I know that there was audio coming into it. It was crappy audio because of that problem with the receiver. Things that, problems play like magic, they come back like magic. So eventually, with this whole project where, we've got the internet up there, and Jeff was instrumental in a lot of that. I set up a fob for it, and we used the Wise Box as the repeater controller. But the underlying issues with the receiver itself, something of that age, it's just not worth the screwing around. And the high split receivers don't gracefully go into especially the low end of the ham band. So it's not as easy as just swapping out another, swapping out a receiver in the thing. So this is a good option. Jeff picked them up and played Pony Express. A couple of MSFs that came from Dan, DJP. which ultimately they came from Shannon. I pulled the sticker from the inside that said Charlevoix Fire. This thing is quite the world traveler. I got WTPT.